This is the Evolve Marriage Podcast, episode 132. Today, we're talking about prioritizing your spouse. Where do they rank on your life's to-do list?
Hi, I'm Kate McDougall.
And I'm Eric McDougall, certified master coach.
And this is the Evolved Marriage Podcast,
where every week you learn valuable skills to help you evolve your marriage so your best years together are ahead of you. Here we go. Hey, No,
not hey, everybody.
Wow, that was like wild.
I just blew up your car speaker.
Yeah, we're not starting. This is officially a start. We've already stumbled
too the race.
We got to finish at this point.
Hello, everyone.
I'm excited for this topic
it's
today.
It's Johnny. What is that from? That's a horror movie.
Ooh, I think so. Yeah, I think it's from The Shining.
It's Johnny.
Yeah. We should have like a whole episode about like multimedia and kind of what we're talking about in terms of what we watch. People will get, you get a lot of knowledge from a person.
Time out. You're going to talk about what you watch, and I'm going to talk about what I watch. You watch actual movies and stuff. Yeah. I watch like, oh my gosh, no, you know what we should do? We should watch like Temptation Island, Love is Blind, like one of those, and then like talk about it.
Yeah, I know. You'd love to like, you want to do a whole series on just critiquing these date shows.
No, I'm not critiquing. Talking about the people on them. Like, oh my gosh, that poor sweetheart. Oh my gosh, he's such a poop head.
Wow, you don't have to, you literally do that all the time already.
Yeah, but then our listeners can join in to me being like, oh my goodness.
They can like watch it. Put that one in the
He just proposed. Can you imagine he just proposed? Like, what all a dum-dum.
Right. Let's feel it out. What's on your mind and heart?
Ooh, mind and heart. You know what? What's on my mind is our 9-year-old son who's going to through pre-puberty.
Right.
And testing his limits and testing his voice and testing himself in life, living new experiences. And it's tough. It is difficult. I am not looking forward to him being a teenager, nor am I looking forward to our daughter getting to that age because I thought having a baby was hard. This is like a whole nother ball game.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a whole nother ball game. I'm not in on it.
And it's been on your heart too, right? We've been really reprioritizing.
Yeah, just, yeah, it's definitely been weighing on my heart. Definitely, I guess what I'm feeling about is I'm feeling this like sense of loss, this sense of grieving my baby. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, I'm going to get emotional grieving, like losing my baby and, you know, making room for this young boy in my life. And I don't know what that looks like yet. And I think I just need to allow myself grace and time to learn to get to know him again and learn how to love him and understand him and reprioritize him in this new season of his life.
Yeah. And in a sense, right, he's going from like being your baby to really embodying your relationship with men, right?
Yeah.
Kind of as he's growing into it, your relationship with, you know, the opposite gender, et cetera.
Yeah.
And so a lot of triggers are coming up around the way that he, you know, is boisterous and vocal.
Yeah. And I think it's like a fear that he's going to grow in up into this man who's aggressive. And like, because the way he speaks right now is very aggressive. It's very rude. It's very, you know,
triggering.
Yeah. It's just not like empathetic. And I know he is an empathetic kid as much as you can be empathetic at eight, 9 years old, but It's definitely difficult to like re-navigate, re-get to know him. It's been weighing a lot on my mind and heart, and that's where a lot of my time and energy is going.
Right.
What about you? What's been on your mind and heart?
I think on my mind, I've been really focused on my own health. I think especially lately, kind of the physical, mental piece of it all. I find I'm often overly stimulated, and I take very little time just to kind of sit. And, you know, in my kind of embodiment practice and my silent practice, I feel like from the moment I wake up to the moment I go to bed, it's go, go, go. It's what's next. And so for me, what's been on my mind is really prioritizing, slowing down, experiencing things, right? Being in these moments, being present.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been challenging for me. It feels like there's this, you know, kind of a whole bunch of stuff. And I'm glad we're talking about this topic today, but a whole bunch of stuff that I'm trying to keep at bay. in order to kind of experience things. Mm-hmm. But it does always, there is this belief that I'm always behind.
Right. And I get that. And I see that in you a lot. And you seek a lot of comfort in managing and getting things back in line, you know, from start to finish. And mm-hmm. until you see that finish line, you're not done with it. Whereas yeah. I can put things to the side and finish later. You're like, no. Yeah, I definitely noticed that. And I love what we're talking about today, prioritizing, because things have happened in the last few weeks that have made us realize like, ooh,
yeah. buddy. And we always say this, right? Like the breakthrough comes after the breakdown. Mm-hmm. And so oftentimes, whether you decide to introduce discipline in your life and kind of get ahead of things and be proactive, or you have to respond and be a little more reactive mm-hmm. to a situation, discipline is coming.
Yep.
And for us, we have been very driven. I think going into the fall season, we've been focusing on a lot of different things. We've had our plates full and, you know, kind of a catalyst happened where we had to really react and kind of wake up and say, ooh, you know, we got to reprioritize certain things in our lives, which is why this podcast episode came into play.
Yeah, I think it was very evident to us. You know, we were talking about, you know, let's plan these trips. Let's redo some rooms in our house that we've been kind of putting off redoing. Let's, you know, do this in the backyard, and we have to put the trampoline in, and we have to finish trimming that tree, and we have to cut the lawn and clean the leaves up, and all of these things on our to-do list. And also, you know, some dreams like, you know, fixing up the house, going for trips. All of these things seemed wonderful in the moment, but then we had this moment where our son cried out for help, and it was like, oh, maybe our priority right now shouldn't be the bathrooms, the to-do list, the trampoline, the whatever. I think we're going to have to focus on our kids and our connection as well, because to be honest, like, we have felt very disconnected lately just mm-hmm. because we're prioritizing a lot of different things, and a lot of things are getting in the way, you know, like extracurricular activities. You know, the kids go to school all day, and then we're rushing home and we're making dinner, and then after that we're running to jujitsu and scouts yeah. and kickboxing and
my
all
work,
those things.
Your yeah. work, right, our gym memberships, exactly. all that stuff. And, you know, a lot of these things are around prioritizing our own individual health. Mm-hmm. They're about kind of building a foundation for our future. But I think what really woke us up is that we have not been prioritizing human connection, mm-hmm. Within our own marriage, but also with our kids, with our family members, et cetera. And so that's really where this episode came into play. And understanding that this is a trap that a lot of individuals fall into, right?
Yeah, especially when you're adding other people in the mix, such as kids, or if you're living with your in-laws, or if you have obligations to go to different places because of other jobs, maybe evening work or yeah. things like that.
And really, everything is trying to take up your attention, right? And so things are constantly pulling at you, and everything seems urgent, mm-hmm. right? And you kind of get put into this place where you're like, okay, what's the most urgent thing? I'll take care of that. And oftentimes what ends up happening is your personal relationships kind of go on the back burner. Yeah. And you create this idea in your head where it's like, especially for high achieving men, where it's like, oh, once I do X, Y, and Z, then I will be able to do this. So I'm just going to grind this out, get to the end. But then you realize is that things will constantly want your attention. There will always be mm-hmm. something else to get in the way. And you might wake up, you know, 4, 5, 10 years from now and realize, ooh, I really haven't prioritized connection. And now I feel completely disconnected.
Yeah. And the more you put it off, the harder it is to get back into that, to get those wheels spinning again. You know, like, the longer it is, the less practice you have in doing it, the more uncomfortable it's going to become to connect again. And I know for me, you know, you're talking about high achieving, let's get things done, go, go, go. But I think for me, it's more of, let me check the easy things off first, you know, put the trampoline away. Yeah, it's a big job, but it's easy peasy.
And you can win at
much
it.
Much easier, right? Exactly. And it is, I see the trampoline is gone, therefore I get an immediate win. Whereas prioritizing my connection with my son or my daughter or you, they're invisible wins, right? It doesn't necessarily happen right away, you know, especially with our son going through all of these mood swings and changes. Like, I'm not going to see it the same day. He's not going to all of a sudden go from like, rah, to I love you so much and I'm a little boy who's, you know, picture perfect. Like, that's not going to happen. That's not who he is. That's not who we want him to be. So I definitely prioritize the quick, easy, comfortable wins. So those are the things I'm prioritizing in life right now.
Yeah. And I think, you know, I often talk about in the mastermind, the difference between happiness and joy. Mm-hmm. And there's a depth to joy, right? And so what you're talking about is the dopamine kick,
yes.
right? The idea of like the to-do list. And you're like, yeah, that feels so great. And there's space for that in
Absolutely.
Our lives. I think it's important to stack up the wins and, you know, kind of continue to create this idea where you're, you know, competent at what you're doing and achieving things, and then you're getting confidence. And then that's kind of the loop that you want to continue. But what we're forgetting is that for a lot of us, we're, you know, emotional beings and we co-regulate. And if you're avoiding human connection, there is going to be a sense of emptiness underlying within you, right? A mm-hmm. lot of people, I've seen a lot of people, very high achievers, very successful in business and health and all this stuff, and they feel completely alone. They feel completely disconnected. There's that old kind of saying, you know, it's, you know, a lot of people come home with a pocket full of money and a house full of strangers. And that's what you want to try to avoid here. And so what we're going to be talking about today is really, you know, kind of a wake-up call for you to open up your calendar and to really look at where you're prioritizing human connection, right? This was something for me 2.5 years ago when we brought into our marriage of like, literally, if you were to pull up your calendar right now, what would be on it? Mm-hmm. For a lot of us, it's your work meetings, maybe your kids' extracurricular, maybe some gym stuff, right, that you have to go to. But I doubt that most of us probably don't have one-on-one time with my wife, right? Adventure with my son, family outing, right? All these things. And so it's really important to not only understand, hey, I need to create human connection. I need to lead courageously in this, but I also need to time block and create these containers so that I can make sure that these things happen.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And I love that you're saying that, because so often we get lost in the to-dos and we forget the must-dos, you know, the human connection. Those are the things that fade the fastest and are the hardest to get back. You know, if our trampoline stays out for the winter, gets full of snow and cracks or whatever, I can buy a new trampoline. I can't buy a healthy son who's 18 years old, who feels completely disconnected from us and feels like he's been ignored his whole life. I can't buy a new relationship where I have a husband who can trust our connection and trust that I'm prioritizing him. I can't buy that. I can buy a new trampoline. Is it inconvenient? Yeah, probably. But it's just that to say that, like, let's prioritize the things that you can't buy. You can't fix in a snap of your fingers. It's harder than that when it comes to human connection.
Yeah. And I think the first step is to really be open and honest with yourself, right? But then really bring kind communication to your partner, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're, you know, raising a family together or you're focused on your relationship, really thinking and understanding about, hey, I'm going to communicate that I want to prioritize our connection and that that's important to me and I miss my partner. And I'm going to prioritize time with my kids, you know, one-on-one dates or going out as a family. And I'm going to lead that. Mm-hmm. And that's going to take courage, right? Because sometimes your partner might not be, you know, jumping for joy. So you might go and be like, hey, like, I'd love to spend time with you. Would you like to go on a date? And your partner's like, well, I'm not sure. Like, I'm not really feeling it. Blah, blah, blah. And you're like, hey, I'm going to go ahead and do that. I'm going to plan it. I'd love for you to join me at this restaurant. Right? That takes courage.
Yeah.
It's easy when your partner says, I'm not really feeling it, for you to be like, oh, okay, fine. I'm not going to do it then.
Yeah. And that happened to us this weekend, right? Like, we hadn't gone out on a date together. We hadn't spent one-on-one time together in a long time. We'd had a lot of conflict. And usually that's our red flag to be like, ooh, we're missing connection here. Like, that's our kind of like red light that goes on in the car that tells you need to bring it to the shop. Well, mm-hmm. us, it's when we start arguing over the little things. And so I knew we need to make time for a relationship. And it was awkward for me to say, hey, Eric, I made reservations at this restaurant. Do you want to join me? And I did that by text because that's what was comfortable for me.
And it was very vulnerable, right?
Yeah. And I'm like, he might say no. And then I had all these scenarios. Okay, if he says no, then I'll call the restaurant back and I'll say this. And then how am I explaining it to my parents who already agreed to watch our daughter? Oh my goodness. Like that. And I'm like, just calm down, Kate. Just ask the question. And what did I get back? Sure, that sounds great. Awesome.
Yeah.
And so, and then we went out and oh my gosh, did it ever feel good? Like it was like, you know, it was almost like we were shy to go out again because we hadn't gone out in For us, it was a few weeks, but for some people, it's been years. And we've been there where it's been years that we haven't connected or we haven't seen each other, even looked at each other in each other's eyes, you know? Like, so I think your first step is definitely like what you said. Look at your calendar right now. Pull up your calendar, look at it. Where have you put in time for connection with the people you love, with the people who are the most important in your life? Is that on your calendar? What are you saying yes to that is making you say no to this? Mm-hmm. What is it on your calendar that you're prioritizing the most? Is there a lot of you time? Which, absolutely, that's very important. But if 90% of your calendar is you time, well, maybe it's time to swing the balances a little bit and focus a little bit more on connection in order to make sure that that becomes a little more of a priority. Doesn't mean take off all your you time. It just means go from 90% to maybe 50%, and then the rest of the 50% can become everything else, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and I think, you know, this idea doesn't have to be big, right? When you look at your calendar, it can start small. I know for me, whenever I feel disconnected to the kids or disconnected to you, the easiest kind of step for me is to focus on the bedtime routine, right? Mm-hmm. So all I'll do is I'm going to say, hey, for this entire week, I'm going to spend, you know, 30 minutes with the kids around bedtime. Mm-hmm. We're going to read together. I'm going to sit with them. And that's why I block that on my calendar.
Yeah.
For us in our relationship, right, when I feel disconnected, it's, you know, I'm going to make sure that I go to bed at the same time as Kate and that I'm there and we're in bed together, right? And if we decide to jump in the shower together, that that's available to us. Mm-hmm. So what I do is I make sure that at a certain time of night, I go up into the bedroom and I'm with you and I'm around you. And that's where I start, mm-hmm. right? The next step could be I'm going to invite my partner on a date or on a walk or on a just even out for coffee, mm-hmm. right? Sometimes when I feel disconnected to you, you know, I have the luxury of working from home. I'll just drive to your work.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, hey, I know you have like an hour right now. Let's go for lunch. Let's just go for a walk. You know what I mean? Is that, and sometimes, you know, it happens where I drive all the way over there and I'm like trying to surprise you and you're like, hey, I'm sorry, I'm really busy. I got all this stuff. And it's like, okay, awesome.
Yeah.
It's totally cool. You know, maybe you can just run out, give a kiss. It's like, great. You know, we kiss, we say, hey, and I peace. And I'm okay with that. The reality is that I'm showing you that I want to be with you. I'm showing you that there's some connection here that I want to create. And that takes courage. That takes intention. And it's really important for you to connect to why it is that you're doing this type of stuff,
mm-hmm.
right? For us, there is a fear of, you know, going to a place where we're completely disconnected. And often that's the catalyst. The catalyst is often fear. But then beyond that, we move to what we want to create. What type of relationship do we want? How do we want to be enjoying each other's company when we're 85, 90 years old, right? How do we want to be connecting with each other? Do we want to be touching? Do we want to be hugging? Do we want to be in bed together, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I love that you said that because as you're talking, I'm thinking about those couples who grow up, who have these grown children, and they don't know how to connect with each other anymore because all of their time and energy has gone to being parents, being, you know, partners, taxi drivers, yeah. being partners in raising their children. And then the children leave the nest and they're like, who are you? And so that's why, especially when your kids are young, it's very important to model that, to model the fact that, you know, yes, your kids are around and yes, you know, you should prioritize them. It's probably very important to prioritize your kids, but it's also very important to show them that mommy and daddy love each other. We go on dates sometimes. I remember taking care of a couple of kids and they were like, we were talking about going on a date and they were like, what's a date? And in my heart, I was like, oh no, your parents never go on dates. So no.
Or they
like,
don't talk about it or they don't show them, right?
And I'm like, that's so important to talk about, to give those words to your kids. I'm going on a date. Mommy and daddy are spending time, whatever you want to call it. But it was like that child had never seen their parents spend time alone, just the two of them. And maybe they do it in the evenings or whatever, but like, our kids know, even when we're spending time alone in the evening, they know, you know, mommy has a date tonight with daddy. Like, they'll be like, why are you dressed up so nice? Because we're going out to the fire. You know, why are you dressed up so nice? Oh, mommy has a date with daddy. Where are you going? To the fire outside. And so our kids know that we're prioritizing our relationship, that despite them being around, their dad is still the most important person in my life. And so by me prioritizing that, by me modeling that for them, they're hopefully going to grow up and create relationships of their own where they're prioritizing their spouse. They're not prioritizing their parents. They're not prioritizing their other relationships. they're prioritizing the most relationship, the most important relationship in their life, which is the one that they have to live with every single day in the same room, in the same house. And that's what's important. It's making that relationship a priority, making that relationship healthy, because foundationally, if that relationship isn't healthy, if your relationship with your spouse isn't healthy, foundationally, you're not healthy. Yeah. Because there's conflict, there's discomfort, there's resentment, and all that implodes and explodes into other parts of your life. So that foundationally is the most important connection that you can create, the one that you need to prioritize the most.
Yeah, I think I love this saying, you know, which is the quality of your relationships dictate the quality of your life. And I think that's so true here. So our challenge to you is really to, you know, think about the next 7 days of your life. You know, really bonus points if you pull up your calendar and you have a look at it and you start to implement that stuff, right? Kate and I, every single Sunday, we sit down and we prioritize the next 7 days to say, hey, what are priorities here? Hanging out with the kids, hanging out with each other, right? Having takeoffs and landings, morning and night. And then we add the extra stuff. But the highest priority for us is trying to make sure that, you know, our buckets are filled in terms of human connection. And so think about that for yourself over the next 7 days. How can you step into human connection, prioritize it, right? And take one step. Maybe for some of you, it's taking the leap, right? You can do that and good on you. But what's the smallest step that you can take in order to prioritize human connection and create these containers so that you can start to create this habit of connection? All right, everyone, that wraps us up for this week's podcast. If you did find value in the podcast, please give us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, or give us a follow and a rating over on Spotify. We always love to hear from you, our listeners. So any sort of feedback on those reviews would be really, really helpful. If you are a man who feels more like a roommate than a lover with his partner and is really looking to revive his marriage by leading through healthy masculinity, you can join our free Facebook group, the Evolve Men's Collective. The link will be in the show notes. Or if you want to work with me directly in our mastermind, where I help high-level men really lead in their relationships through differentiation, through different high-level tactics with my coaching directly every single week, you can apply to join us in the Evolve Men's Collective Mastermind. The application is also in the show notes. After you apply, you'll get a little space to book some time with me. We can have a quick conversation about what's going on for you and how I can help and see if the Mastermind is a good fit for you. Otherwise, we look forward to connecting again next week. Cheers.